Welcome to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first hymn is Father Most Holy. A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. And taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon, and after flogging him they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what he said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him, and when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord predicts his suffering and death and resurrection three times. He tells his disciples to watch out, look, see, to behold. For they were to be the eyewitnesses of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. But eyes are not enough. With their eyes, the disciples could only see torture, suffering, and unjust death on the cross. The saying of Jesus was hidden from them. They could not understand or grasp what was coming. The cross can only be viewed rightly by faith, and faith does not come by sight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. That's what makes this little passage from Luke so fascinating and ironic, and yet a perfect front porch for Lent. The blind man's ears saw more than 24 working eyes could. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, says Jesus, but picking up where our Lord left off last week, seeing they did not see, and even hearing his prophecy they did not understand. The blind man, though, sees everything and understands it, even though his eyes were dark. The disciples understood none of these things, and that's because this saying was hidden from them. But it is not hidden from you. The handing over of Jesus, the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Son of Man, which was hidden from them, has been revealed to you. What prophets from Moses to John the Baptist longed to see has been given to you. And yet, would you say that you've understood all these things? Do you grasp everything, all that Jesus is, everything that he has fulfilled, and what it means? Of course not. Even though the scriptures are clear, even though we have the testimony of the apostles confirming the law and the prophets, even though we have had over 2,000 years worth of faithful theologians and hymn writers to expound and express this truth, would we really say that we have fully comprehended what it is that the eternal Son of God became incarnate and was made man, that God in Christ Jesus suffered and died, and that by his death and resurrection we have peace with God, and that this redemption and sacrifice was planned and designed for us from before the foundation of the world? This is what we mean when we call the Incarnation or the Holy Communion or our salvation in Christ a mystery. And yet it is not a mystery that is hidden from us. It is a revealed mystery. It can't be comprehended or possessed, and yet it is given to young and old. It is held by continually receiving it, hearing it, learning, and inwardly digesting it. It is received and grasped by faith. Flesh and blood has not revealed this, but your Father who is in heaven. Faith comes not of ourselves or our comprehension, but it is created and worked in us by God himself. Faith comes by hearing. The Holy Spirit works faith in those who hear the gospel, and it is that word of Christ, the proclamation of Jesus and what he has accomplished, that creates faith in those who hear it, even opening up deaf ears as easily as blind eyes. And once the mystery is revealed, it does not cease to be a mystery, for faith always wants more. The life of faith is not self-sufficient, but is dependent upon what Christ gives. The disciple who knows Christ best is the one who needs him most. The one who has enough of Christ is the one who knows nothing at all about him. And so, look at the faith of this blind man. By sight, he has nothing. His life is a tenuous existence, overwhelming, and he's all but alone. And yet, hearing a commotion, he inquires what it means. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Well, perhaps he had heard of his miracles, or he had been waiting for Jesus to come. But in that name he heard salvation, Jesus, which is the Greek form of Joshua, meaning the Lord saves. This is the new Joshua, come not to destroy Jericho's walls, but to redeem Israel out of all his troubles. This is the one greater than Moses who would lead them into the promised land. He is the Messiah, the Lord's anointed, the new David, the good shepherd and king after God's compassionate heart. Son of David, have mercy on me. That is the prayer of faith. the Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, that the church cries out in all circumstances. The crowd considers it a bother. They still do today. What good is a man or a church that is so fixated on Jesus that they refuse to let anyone else share the stage with him? What good is a man or a church so mindful of the failings of their own heart and will and deeds that they can do nothing but cry out with repentance, faith, and praise to their God for daily mercy? The world tells the blind man and us to keep quiet and keep to ourselves. But faith doesn't rely on sight. Faith is not dissuaded by its own weakness or by the attacks it endures, because faith is not merely an aimless hope or hope against hope and blind optimism. Faith trusts its object. It trusts Jesus, the Son of David, the only Savior, the one who has mercy. The posture of faith is the posture of a beggar, one who has nothing, but knows a good thing when he hears him. The blind man's desire was first for mercy, and that is why our Lord had intended to pass Jericho by on his way to Jerusalem. He had come to be mocked, flogged, and killed as the propitiation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice to make peace with God and sinners. But he who has ears, let him hear, for from that cross flows also life and salvation and every good thing. For this too comes only from God's divine goodness and mercy of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David. The cross is what gives this man his sight, for that is where the Father's divine goodness and mercy is known, in the reconciling death of Jesus. The blind man receives his sight, but our Lord draws attention to what eyes cannot see, faith, by which Christ's mercy was received. Your faith has made you well? Yes, and more, your faith has saved you. Now we enter into the time of Lent. We will weep and mourn for our sins, and that is good. But let us dare not weep for Jesus. Do not sorrow for him, to see him delivered over to the Gentiles, mocked, treated shamefully, spit upon, flogged, and killed. That is the confusion of appearances. That is to be blind. But see him instead as blind men do, with the ears of faith. Recovering his sight, that man followed to Jerusalem, glorifying God, because there, in the suffering and death of Jesus, all the peace that passes understanding is found, is hidden, and yet is revealed. There, outside Jerusalem, you will find God's love, his reconciliation, and your salvation, your highest good. Whether we understand these things as well as the blind man, or whether we are as confused and uncertain and as fearful as the disciples, let us follow to Jerusalem, to the cross, and to the tomb. We follow not by sight or imagination, but by faith in the promises, with ears that hear. We follow with prayers made fervent and unstoppable by his promise to hear and to have mercy on us. We follow as those whose ashen foreheads are washed clean by his name and water, and we receive what to sight seems nothing but plain bread and a drop or two of wine. But to faith is exactly what he says. The fruits of his life-giving cross, the holy body and precious blood given and shed for us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior. Through his holy providence he promised. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we give you thanks for all of your tender mercies. Implant in us your holy word, that in good and honest hearts we may keep him. Send forth laborers into the harvest, that we may be preserved in the pure teaching of your saving word, whereby faith toward you may be strengthened, charity increased in us toward all, and your kingdom extended in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially Barack, our president, and Jack, our governor, with all those who serve in our armed forces. Endue them with wisdom, that they may serve to the maintenance of righteousness and to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Be with all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for your name's and for your truth's sake. Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will, and by your mercy be healed. Grant peace graciously, O God, in our time. Preserve us from false and pernicious teachings, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from failure of harvest and famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. At every time show yourself to be a very present help in trouble. These and whatever else we would ask you, grant for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace Lutheran Church or Trinity Lutheran Church in Great Bend. Divine service is held every Sunday at 8:45 in Great Bend, 10:30 at Barney, and our Wednesday Lenten services begin on Ash Wednesday at 7 o'clock, first at Great Bend, the next week at Barney. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church, or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.